Universal background checks are a cornerstone of President Obama's plan, but they aren't new to Delaware. State lawmakers approved them in May 2013, just months after the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. Still, Republican Representative Jeff Spiegelman of Maridel says the first state has wrangled with fallout from that law. He's a co-chair of the new Sportsman's Caucus and says the background checks law, House Bill 35, has made it tough for Amish subsistence hunters without photo IDs to buy guns.
This executive action does not have that much more of an effect than House Bill 35 had. But I still have the concern for one of Delaware's largest hunting groups, which is the Amish community. And again, House Bill 35 made things more difficult for them.
Delaware Coalition Against Gun Violence spokesman Jeff Lott says he isn't as worried that Delaware law restricts Amish access to guns. He points to other parts of Obama's plan, like technology to prevent guns from being fired by someone other than their owners, and boosting integration of mental health information into state background check systems. Representative Spiegelman declined to comment on those details, details Lott calls important steps.
But we know that they're not enough. Only Congress can really close the loopholes that exist in the federal law, and the president is acting because Congress refuses to do so.
Lott adds the coalition wants lawmakers to lift a ban on researching gun violence as a public health issue. That's tied to reports like the Centers for Disease Control issued last year on root causes of violence in Wilmington. Lott notes guns aren't the only factor there, and with as many firearms as people in the U.S., he knows things won't change overnight. Instead, he says his group wants more public education and what he calls common sense legislation.
President Obama talked about the fierce urgency of now, quoting Martin Luther King. And, you know, it is time to act. And with more than 30,000 gun deaths every year, we think that urgency is real. And we think Congress should see that, too.
He says he believes Delawareans have the will to support Obama's actions and more after enduring gun-related tragedies at home and nationwide.